Hi, everyone. Welcome to Bad Examples. Woo! I'm Tracy.
And I'm Jessica.
And we were on Style Network's reality shows Jerseylicious and Glam Fairy, which followed Jessica as a makeup artist and me as a hairstylist. So obviously you may think that this whole podcast is going to be about beauty, but you would be wrong. Mm-hmm. We are going to talk about everything from love to relationships to sex to just being a hoe. We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
I can't believe we're talking about threesomes again.
We got dragged into this.
I was kind of hoping it'd be a one and done, and then we could pretend like it never happened.
Then we talked for 2.5 hours about it, and we had to break it up.
Yeah, we have to break it up. So today's episode is part two of threesomes. We're going to talk to more baddies, hear more stories, and Tracy and I are going to play how many questions?
Five
questions.
Not 21. This is not a 50 Cent song.
So we're going to ask each other if we've ever had a threesome.
The details, I guess, without spilling tea.
Correct.
So cold tea, just not warm taste. Tea, not hot tea.
A sip.
Sippies.
Yeah, like they do in the UK.
Yeah, just like tea. Just crumpets. A little crumpet.
You know, the threesome episode
was took off.
It took off. It's just...
I've never had a response like that from people.
It is a crazy subject. It's a crazy thing. Let's talk to somebody that would never ever...
would literally throw themselves in a car before... Yeah. In front of a car before they did it.
Hi.
Okay, so we wanted to talk to you because we know that you would never ever ever have a threesome. Could you tell us why that is off the table for you?
So my thing with the threesome is I'm very, very territorial. Mm-hmm. I don't like sharing. And I feel like my adventurous side would be like, oh, yeah, sure, we'll try it. And then I feel like the moment, like, a bitch touches my man or my man touches a bitch, like, I'm just going to punch both of them in the face.
so well eloquently said.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I'm in a relationship.
What would you do if your man like was like, hey, Latiana girl.
Baby.
I really want to be with you and another woman. What would you tell him?
And like, you got me fucked up and I'll punch you in your face right now.
You got me fucked up.
You did it. I get it. That's the response that we're hearing from the women that are like, no way. They're like, that's my man. Like, I worked hard to make that my man. And
yeah, it's going to be my man. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, like, and don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not like some crazy, like, jealous, like, girlfriend because, you know, I look at girls and I'm like, oh, yeah, they're pretty and stuff. Like, I like it's cool from afar, but like, once it comes down to like the intimacy and stuff, no, yeah, I can't.
I get
I just,
it.
I can't allow myself.
Listen to me. You could talk me right out of it right now.
No, like, yeah, for sure. We're listening it, like, to. We're like, yeah. No, absolutely not.
Yeah,
it changes with everyone I talk to.
Yeah, I'm like a flip flopper right now.
Yeah, we're flip flopping.
I'm easily swayed. I think right now, both ways.
Yeah, like I wish I could be like, oh yeah, that sounds so cool. Like, let's do that and stuff. But like I said, like the minute I see it, like, I don't know, like, I turn into a different person, and then, like, it's going to turn into, like, a war or something.
Do you know what's so funny? I feel like people think that because I jump so fast and flip out so fast, they're like, oh, Tracy's definitely like that. Like, oh, better not. Like, when people comment on Corey's page, they're like, oh, Tracy better not see this, that someone said he's hot. And I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Like,
yeah, like not like that when it comes
to
him.
It's so weird. Like, why am I like that with my friends but not with my husband?
I don't
it's
know.
Weird. Like, I'm very, yeah. I jump quick. I'm 0 to 100 and then I black out and see red and that was it. But then with him, like,
yeah,
I'm not like that at all. Like, I'm like, eh, whatever. It's like, it's flattering, oh, I guess. Like,
yeah, that's another way to see it.
I don't know. And people always
I think I've always been that way, though. Like, even as a child, like, I didn't like to share my toys. So, you know, it's just, you know, no, it's mine.
Your parents would be so proud.
Yeah. not my baby girl. She's sharing is not caring.
She went from not sharing her toys, not sharing that dick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sharing anything.
That's a one ride only. It's a one ride only express lane.
I get it. Listen, the women that are like, fuck that, like, no way. Like, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're jealous or you're possessive. It just means that, like, you're in love with that person. I get that.
And you would have problems understanding that even happening in front of your face.
Some women don't even want to think about their man with their like ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Wait, it's so funny because so many people said, you're going to cheat on me in front of my face. Like, that's what it's like. And I'm like, I mean, I guess.
See, I don't think of it. Like, I want to say it's cheating because I would have, I guess, agreed to it. But I think just, I wouldn't be like, it wouldn't sit right with me. And then afterwards, like, that's all I would think about. And mm-hmm. I think it would cause more problems than fixing the problems, you know?
True. Well, Latiana, you know, keep that man to yourself. Don't listen to this episode.
Lock him down.
Yeah, and you guys are so awesome, by the way. I love you guys. Listen to you guys all the time.
Thank you.
And I work right now, actually, and I just listen to you guys.
Classic.
I love that you're at work talking about threesomes. That's a baddie move.
Right.
Wow, we love you.
We love you, Latiana.
Thank you. I love you guys, too. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I get it. Because I feel like everyone, okay, so here's my thing. If I'm at a bar mm-hmm. and somebody, like Corey's going to get a drink and some girl hits on him, she doesn't know that he has a girlfriend. If he says, I have a girlfriend, and she's like, so what? Who the fuck cares? I'll rip her fucking insides out through her throat. However, if Corey's like, oh, you know, I have a girlfriend, and she's like, oh my God, I really want to meet her, blah, 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 and like is being nice and like not being a sneaky fucking bitch, I look at things differently. I'm like, okay, maybe she's just like, listen, I get it. I found you attractive. I get it. You're not on the market, but like, I still want to like flirt with you innocently so she's not mad, but like do it behind my back where you think like you're going to get away with it. And that's when I fucking lose my shit. Then I'll kill people.
Right.
That's my thing.
Me too.
You, like, be upfront with me. Like, mm-hmm. like if Corey, if he were to not be upfront with me about something, I would lose my fucking mind. Mm-hmm. He would not make it through the night.
No. I know.
However, if he's upfront with me and he's like, yeah, this is what it is, this is what I want to do, blah, 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 like upfront and honest with everything, I feel like I'd be like, all right, there's no hiding shit. So like, it's whatever. Like, I'm pretty cool.
What
like,
you're saying is you want to play five questions right now.
Are we doing that now?
I'm going to start.
I was not ready right now.
Question number one from me.
Jesus fucking Christ. I shouldn't say that. Sorry, Jesus. How dare you take my name in vain while breaking the seventh sacrament?
Sorry, Jesus, in general. In your threesome, was there more than three people?
No. Okay. In your threesome, was it somebody you knew?
Yes.
Go ahead. I don't like this. It's very silent in here.
In your threesome.
No smiling.
In your threesome. Was it with a boyfriend? Wait, was it with a husband?
I only have one husband. So, yes. Your question. In your threesome, was it a guy or a girl?
A girl. Good question.
Okay, good question.
In your threesome, did you let the girl, I'm assuming it's a girl, did you let her do everything?
This is a very in-depth question.
Did you let her do everything?
Yes.
Whoa.
I can't.
How many questions are we at for?
I don't know. Fucking 100? It feels like the longest questions ever. In your threesome, did you ever do it with that same person again?
No. Mm. In your threesome, were you drunk?
Yes. That's where I'm going to end it. Just going to say yes. And not answer any farther. Okay. Would you ever, at that time, do another threesome with that person?
No. Stop asking.
Okay, no. I refrain from that question. No. That was stupid. Let me think.
You can't refrain.
Because I got my answer and I want another one. Go ahead, whatever.
In your threesome.
Keep it PG, Jessica. I already feel where you're going, so keep it PG.
So, like, my question is longer than yes or no, but, like, let's say, like, you know how anal is off the butt?
Mm. Off the butt, sure.
Anal's off the table mm-hmm. for us, mm-hmm. not off the butt. Mm-hmm. Would you let in a threesome
yes.
him
then
do
I,
anal
then
with
sure,
her?
Get, if we're doing this, get off somewhere because I won't allow it, so somebody else may.
So you can have that butt.
For sure. I would rather that because then I stop getting asked questions about it.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I get off the hook.
Right.
It's almost a like, thank you. You know what? Thanks for stepping up.
Yeah.
And taking
stepping
one up the exit.
Taking one for the team in the butthole.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember, if I'm being honest, if it did.
Whoa.
I don't remember because I was preoccupied, obviously. I don't remember that. Are we talking about once, but like, are we attacking each other here? Because we only know.
This has gone too far already.
I feel because we know too much about each other that we're asking questions that we almost already know the answer to. Okay, so I'll ask a question. Was that your only threesome ever? Or did you have others?
So.
And I have one more question after that.
Okay. That was my only one.
Was it a complete threesome or was it not? Is it a full throttle threesome or no?
I don't. You had five questions.
Oh, answer.
Yes. I was also very drunk. Wait, what does full throttle mean?
So it didn't go past like, okay, I guess bases, third base.
Oh, no, there were home runs.
Oh,
hit.
Home runs hitting. Got it. Grand slams.
But I was
understood.
Like very drunk. That's an important factor in this.
Hmm.
And actually, the fact that I didn't have a million of these in college is a fucking miracle.
Yeah, because I've heard about you. So you're I was like, good job, Joanne. Raising
I'm
an
sorry,
saint.
Mom.
I can't wait till she listens to this because my mom doesn't listen to this or give a shit about
She's
this whole
like,
thing. So
Jesse, what are you recording today? And I'm like, it's a threesome
mom.
Episode. And she was like, oh, you don't do that, do you, Jesse? And I'm like, oh.
Gotta listen and see. See you next Tuesday, Mom. I'm actually so thankful my mom couldn't give a shit less about this podcast.
We should sneak attack her.
No, let's not do that. I don't want her exposed. She would just not listen. She would not care. She'd be like, you could Chinese water torch me all you want. I'm not listening to that podcast.
She'd Sammy us and hang up.
Yeah, she would Sammy us.
For your threesome.
Well, are we being specific? Because I'm confused. I could answer.
So have you had multiple threesomes?
Well, yeah, because I didn't know if we were talking about one
wow.
particular. Yeah, I
Trey's
didn't.
Coming out. She wants the world to know who she'll blow.
I can't. So I've been answering the specifics of the
one
that you know of. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Interesting. I think so the 21 questions is over.
I think for sure it's over. I don't want to answer another goddamn
Are
thing.
Are you bad? He's happy? That is way too much information.
Also, can I read something? I need to read it because this is so epic. All right, so I sent this to Jessica. Somebody said, did anyone else catch that maybe Trey and Jay had a threesome with Denny? Was that just me or was I sleepy from my 12-hour nursing shift? I literally was shook. No, the answer to that is absolutely not. I didn't. My answer to this person was, office a DJ?
Yo,
no, not me. Didn't get to climb that
like, when
tree.
When will we do that between episodes?
While we're waiting for it to upload and send to Alan. No, but Jay Hottie does on the Dale.
Oh my
no,
God.
I did not. That would, I don't. DJ Parada asked us that, which is so funny, but no, hard no for that. I think what I said was misinterpreted a little. I don't exactly want to clear it up.
No.
But just interpret it in your own way. That was DJ's interpretation of that.
For sometimes I think like when we say things, people are going to miss it. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, they listen back. I'm like, no one's going to catch that.
No,
and
yeah,
they fucking do every time.
I didn't even know that was playing on this episode. I thought it was this next one, but I guess that's fine.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so that was the answer to that. That was a big hell no. No, that did not. Where are we going next with this fucking episode? All right, guys, stay tuned because at the end of our episode, we are going to be talking about a secret surprise that we have. You do not want to miss it. I promise you.
We're going to go to break really quick, but when we get back, more menage, huh? Let's talk about Care Of. Care Of is a subscription service that delivers vitamins and supplements customized for your specific health needs right to your door. All you need to do is go on their website, take a short quiz, answer questions about your diet, lifestyle, fitness, and health goals, and Care Of puts together a personalized plan just for you.
I feel like in summer, you have so much energy because you're constantly doing stuff, and then you slow down a lot for fall and winter because it gets cold and everyone gets lazy.
You don't see the sunlight.
Give yourself a boost this season, whether you're looking for energy or better sleep to maintain your stress or something else that you need to feel your healthiest, Care Of is there for you.
Listen, taking vitamins is hard. People don't know what to take, what's best for them, what their body needs. And I'm kind of scared to just like take random pills. And that's what's beautiful about Care Of because the quiz literally will guide you and be like, oh, you're a vegetarian. Well, then you're not getting enough of
A, B, and C.
Yeah,
and
I'm protein.
Like, yeah, oh shit, let me take mm-hmm. this vitamin, you know? And they make it so easy.
You guys, it comes in prepackaged containers. So like if I'm lacking of vitamin D, protein, like melatonin, natural melatonin in my body, whatever it is, they put the package together, they give it to you, you take them all and throw them in your purse, and then when you remember to take them that day, you take them.
Get 25% off your first Care of order. Go to takecareof.com and enter bad examples. 25% off?
25% off is pretty big.
That's fucking awesome.
It's amazing that you can modify your subscription. Like if one day you're like, oh, I decided I'm vegetarian, you could change it up and get whatever you're lacking as a vegetarian for your next month's subscription.
Girl, you know I need it. Guys, go to takecareof.com. Enter code bad examples for 25% off your first order.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pie, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
I'm making Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Backblaze is your new cloud storage. It's incredibly easy and is extremely low cost.
That is why I love Backblaze. I mean, for $6 a month, you get unlimited computer backup for your Mac PCs, and it backs up everything, like your documents, your music, your photos, your videos, drawing projects, all your data restored, backed up, good to go.
Over 40 billion files have been restored, and you're going to get a fully featured trial at backblaze.com/bad examples. So you're going to go visit that website so that they know where that you came from and that you support our show.
I totally love this because I pay way too much for my cloud service.
Mm-hmm, same.
Give these guys a chance. It's a receive a fully featured 15-day free trial at backblaze.com/bad examples. Go there, play with it, start protecting yourself.
There's a restore, return, refund program. Say that 5 times fast. Buy a hard drive, restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and you get a full refund if you're not happy.
Mobile apps for access to files on the go. Seriously, back up all your stuff. Go to backblaze.com/bad examples. Okay, I love our new sponsor. I know you love it because you've been gargling it all episode.
I literally drank it all episode. Annoying because you probably heard me sipping on it. But basically, this huge insulated water bottle that you put a pod into of your flavoring that you would love. Mine tonight, I did peach tea, which was unbelievable. Literally tasted like one of the best teas on the market.
You know what I gave to anyone? There's a coffee one that actually has caffeine in it.
Are you kidding? I didn't see that
one.
Oh, that I'm gonna love.
Yes. Circle is a convenient water bottle and flavor cartridge system that aims to help everyone consume more water in a completely customizable way. Get the perfect amount of flavor and healthy ingredients in your water thanks to the Circle flavor dial. Okay, can we try to explain this?
Yeah.
So it's a water bottle.
It's a water bottle.
Okay.
And inside like a... is another water bottle, but you turn the pod. So like if you want very little flavoring, you go to one. If you want a lot of flavoring, you go to eight. I was a happy medium at like five and six, I thought were really good flavorings because it tasted like it had all this flavor, but it wasn't overpowering of like sweet.
And Circle flavors are sugar free. They have zero calories. So people that are trying to drink more water or stop drinking soda.
It's the worst. Soda's the worst.
Soda's so shitty for you. Drink Circle water instead. It's awesome. It's convenient. It's
literally so delicious. I love it.
And Circle has over 30 natural flavors to choose from. You're going to fall in love with Circle. I know it. Your guys are going to be chugging this with Tracy.
Right now, you guys can get your own Circle water bottle plus two flavor cartridges for just $5 by going to drinkcircle.com/bad examples. You guys, it's spelled C-I-R-K-U-L. Not Circle, but it's pronounced Circle. So C-I-R-K-U-L.com, drinkcircle.com/bad examples. Use promo code bad examples. You're going to get both of that for $5. You guys, we have to tell you about Stitch Fix. So it's an online personal styling service that delivers your favorite clothing, shoes, accessories directly to you. It has all the brands that you know and love, plus exclusive styles that you won't find anywhere else.
So this is what's cool. You guys complete a style profile, and an expert personal stylist will send you a hand-picked box of items based on your style and preferences. So we love these companies that we work with because they gear stuff just to you.
Yeah.
Not to fucking your neighbor, Joe Schmo, to you.
And it's not just for women, for men, for kids, for women, everyone all over the U.S. And then they're now including the U.K.
Holler, the U.K. babes, finally. Oh yeah, U.K. British baddies. Bubbles. Here's what's exciting. Shipping, exchanges, and returns are always free. And plus, the $20 styling fee is automatically applied towards anything you want to keep from your box.
Guys, get started today at stitchfix.com/bad examples and get an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box.
Discover new styles. Find a unique piece that you never would with Stitch Fix.
You guys, so you can send back certain things that you want or don't like, but you're getting an extra 25% off when you keep everything in your box.
That is awesome. I mean, why are the celebrities the only ones allowed to have personal stylists? Yeah, like, it's about time that we do too. Go to
Stitchfix.com/bad examples.
25% off when you keep everything in your box. So, Shannon, your theory here is that threesomes keep your man from cheating, correct?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Let's hear it. I love this.
Okay, well, me and my man met maybe like about 6 years ago, but we didn't get together until maybe almost 3 years ago. So we've been together for a little while now. And we've known each other for a while. And we were friends for a long time. And when we first just started being like actually interested in each other like that, you know, I kind of let him know, you know, like I'm cool with threesomes, you know, whatever. And
you just came out with it?
Dream girl.
Yeah, he never really even brought it up to me. I guess I think it actually came up in conversation because we used to talk a lot because we didn't live near each other before we got together. Yeah, so I just kind of threw it at him, and he had never had one, but my whole idea was, it kind of came to me after we were together for a little while, was like, you know, like, he's young, like, I'm 24, he's 25, and in my personal opinion, most men, especially when they're younger, don't want to be, like, you know, having sex with the same woman, you know, forever, especially if they get into a relationship young.
So I feel
like keeping the idea of, like, bringing someone else into the bedroom, especially another female for them, it just keeps them, like, excited and, like, gets them, like basically, like, the strange pussy that they're looking for without ruining the relationship.
Strange pussy?
I think this is our new co-host. She just said strange pussy.
That's our new, that's the title of this episode.
Strange pussy.
Wait, so how often do you do this? Like, is it monthly?
And where are you finding these volunteers? Numerous.
Well, for how often, we don't really have it in the beginning of when we first came up with it. We were like, okay, like we might set aside a time to do this like once a month or every other month, but it's kind of worked out. Like we just do it every so often now, whenever the, you know, the opportunity really kind of presents itself. But
which, how is that going down? Because I'm interested in the opportunity. Like, how does that work? Like, you're just finding them like at CVS? Like, where are they coming from?
No, that would be great, though. It would be super easy. But no, I used to just find them on Tinder, but now I work in one of the most famous strip clubs in South Florida, so I mainly find them at work.
Well, there you go. They're literally walking into your job.
They're flocking, flacka, flacka.
Yeah, they're flocking to you.
Yeah, especially when I bring him around.
First of all, you sound like the most angelic. Are you a dancer?
Yeah, hold on.
Or do you work at the bar? Are you a shot girl?
I'm a dancer.
You sound like the most angelic dancer I've ever heard.
Now, if we were, how would this go? Me and Jessica are visiting Florida and we go to the bar to go to a strip club. How do you approach us?
Basically, it would be me approaching you guys first. So, like, some girls I have found kind of get a little bit, they feel maybe a little bit pressured or intimidated when you, like, someone approaches them with their man and then they start talking about, like, you know, you want to hang out, come home with us, whatever. So now, even when my man gets hit on, if I'm not there, he directs all females that he's interested or finds attracted to me.
You see, this is part of the Trey's tips.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'll like either approve them or whatever or talk to them and find out. Like, he basically gives them all to me if he finds them. If I find them, he's usually cool with whoever I find because they're always going to be hot.
Okay, so then you, how do you like be like, oh, hey, want to come home?
Yeah, I like to think at least that I'm pretty good at like talking, especially like talking people into something that I want them to do.
So you're a Scorpio.
Interesting.
So just to prove your theory correct, do you feel like your man, like you're not going through his phone, like you feel like it keeps his eyes from wandering because he knows you're cool with it?
Why would he fuck it up?
Right, exactly. Why would he? And he's verbally expressed that to me before, because, you know, we first got together. I obviously, when you're in a new relationship, you have those kind of insecurities like, oh, would you ever do this? Would you ever do that? Mm-hmm. He's verbally explained it to me before. And also he's just, I've seen it. It's his actions explain themselves because I never see him hiding his phone. I know his passcode if I want to go through it.
But you guys have a different form of trust because you're a dancer. So he already mm-hmm. has a total understanding of your job. Mm-hmm. So he's not worried about you. Therefore, you're around guys that are touching you.
Yeah, but he trusts her. Doesn't necessarily mean she has to trust him.
No, but I'm saying like he is totally like, listen, my girl has all these guys over her all the time and I have to trust her. So therefore, if I have girls over me, she's got to trust me. We have a mutual understanding. It's more of you have a job description that I feel like gives more leniency because he understands like what you're doing.
Right.
And like, I feel like if I were to just pick up and be like, hi, I'm going to go dance on a bar and some guy's grinding on me, my husband would fucking lose it. But that's because I'm not in that industry. If it was like a normal thing for him, I feel like he'd be a lot cooler.
Well, the thing about it is when we got together, I wasn't a dancer. So I was working at like a hospital and doing like in college, and I mean, I'm still in college, you know, but, you know, doing all the things that like, you know, a regular girl would like looking, moving toward her career would do. And, you know, we got together and we were like, look, you know, I've been approached so many times to work at, cause we used to go to strip clubs here and there, but I've been approached so many times to work at them. And I was like, you know what, we see how much these girls are making. It would be really helpful even if I just danced on the weekends. And, you know, in the beginning of it, even though it was mainly his idea in the beginning of it, it was difficult for him to become comfortable with it, but now the time is gone, he's totally cool.
Well, yeah, and you guys have like this understanding between the two of you clearly, so
yeah.
Do you think this guy's like the one?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of knew it even when we were just friends, you know, like we used to talk all the time and we were so close, and we met through one of our mutual friends a long time ago. So we've kind of just developed this relationship over time that's not only like, you know, boyfriend and girlfriend, but we've been like best friends. Like we do the weirdest shit in front of each other that only friends would do.
Let me ask you this though. He proposes to you, you guys are engaged, you get married. This is like 5 years down the line. Yeah, do you think this is something that would continue, or do you think one day you want to be enough for him?
I have talked to him about that. Because definitely I think one day we'll come to a point where, like, maybe after I have his baby and we're married and, like, if I don't feel as good about myself as I used to. I don't feel as confident. I will want to eventually settle down. He's like, you know, when we first got together, we waited a while to do it, and I didn't he told me, like, look, if you feel like this will fuck everything up, we don't have to do it, whatever.
Yeah, he's not pressuring you.
He's pretty much leaving it in your hands. This is what I'm talking about with the girls having control.
But I also wanted to do it for me, which is another reason why I think that it turns him on so much, because I'm not looking like I'm not in the threesome like, okay, hurry up and fuck this bitch and bust your nut and let's go. You know, like, I'm like actually like enjoying it. And, like,
another good episode title. Bust your nut and go.
Bust your nut and go.
I get what you're saying. Like, it turns him on that you're into it. You're not, it's not the.
Well, that's like, the point of what I was talking about blowjobs too. Like, that's why when girls are like rushing through it and they're like, let's just get this done. Like, if he's seeing that you're into it and you're seeing that he's really into it, it's way more intense. And that's why I'm like, that's why guys should be vocal about, like, if a girl's doing it, right? Like, don't just sit there, like, let her know.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of it. Yeah, I think it's like that's the communication again.
Well, I love this theory. It sounds like it's working out great for you. You got to keep us updated on this. Like, you never get jealous because it sounds like you really love him and like he's your best friend, your lover.
Your lobster.
Your lobster.
No, I not anymore. Like, all of this has taken time. It's taken, like, you know, trial and error. I've only ever gotten jealous once. And the situation was because my boyfriend is Hispanic. And where we live, there are a lot of Hispanic girls and men, obviously. We were with this Hispanic girl one time. And she didn't speak a lick of English, but I thought that she could.
This is incredible.
For some reason. So they were Spanish to each other.
And Oh,
my God. If you could see my face right now.
Oh, my God. That's a dirty move.
I was like, we weren't having sex at the time, but like we were talking to her about it, and they're speaking Spanish to each other. I was like, yo, you guys can either speak English in front of me or this isn't happening at all.
Are
you kidding me? That's, I would have smacked up. A bitch. I'd have been like, English, press one.
You would have been like,
No, I was like, I told my boyfriend, I was like, you can speak, you know, 1, 2, 3, like, yes, no, maybe to her, and then we can try to, but you're not going to speak a language to her that I don't understand.
100%.
It just didn't, I was like, no, we're leaving. I got up and left, so that was it.
What the
motherfucker ain't talking Spanish to anybody ever again.
No.
He's fucking signing to bitches.
But please talk Spanish
to me.
Me
put my dick in you? Because
Jessica's Spanish is just A-plus worthy.
Me put my dick in you?
Jessica. Oh, wow. God. Amazing. That is incredible.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no words. This was a brilliant, brilliant episode. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I fucking love our baddies. Like, they bring the word bad to another level.
I feel like we've brought this out of them because some of them, like, can't talk to their friends like this.
For sure.
And we are having them call on a live stream. It's because we're...
Yeah, didn't you guys open a Facebook page? I'm on that.
Are you on Club Baddie?
Yes, I am.
Yo, Club Baddie is popping.
Yeah.
We have
Drink to that.
Cheers. Listen, we have such a fun time on there. We're like, all right, if you were to go for one girl, celebrity girl, who would it be? And everyone's posting gifts and pictures and all of that. And it's so fun and everyone's interacting with each other. People are hosting parties for baddies that we're not even invited to. It's amazing.
Do you love it? Are you loving the club?
Yes, it's amazing. And so many girls on there, you know, they post what they, you know, they need advice or they're just venting, whatever. And it's just a great place. And so far, because I know you guys just opened it the other day. So far, I haven't seen any bullshit or any drama.
No, it's drama free. It's drama free zone. And we have four admins on it to make sure that no one cops off and they'll get shut down real fast.
For you guys that don't know what we're talking about, Club Baddie on Facebook.
It's an exclusive club. You have to answer questions to be involved. Go.
Tracy.
Yeah, it's great. I love it.
So you have to answer questions to get into the club because it's a very private VIP club, but we want you in it. And the people in it are I can't explain this more. They're so awesome. We're having so much fun. And it's something you can't do on Instagram, on Twitter. It's a totally different platform, right?
Yeah.
even if we were private on Instagram, it would not be the same vibe. Like, we're private on our Instagram account, but everyone's in there. Like, it's different. It's because
so
it's
much
like
love, right?
It's low key. Like, everyone's vibing. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, if I fly in for the party that they're having, like, will you go with me so I won't feel like I'm by myself? Everyone's like, yeah, sure. Like, yeah. Everyone's like becoming friends. It's so crazy.
Yeah, it's definitely like a community.
Yeah. Awesome. I feel like we, high five, Jess. High we five. Did good.
Woo! Can't reach you. Love
Can't
you.
Reach. Love you with your tiny fingers.
Thank you again.
Thanks, babe.
Bye.
Oh my God. That was such a sick story.
Our baddies are bad.
I didn't know all of that.
No,
she
went
me,
into detail.
Yeah, she went into detail. She sounds like such a sweet little angel who has
she
regular
did.
Threesomes.
She has the sweetest, like, sweetest innocent voice that she gives out this, like, innocent vibe. And she's like, oh no, I'm a dancer and I love threesomes. And we're like, was not expecting that.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Yay, we're excited to hear your story.
I kind of talked to you briefly, but your story is different than all the people we've talked tonight because you're not the girl in the relationship. You're kind of the other girl that comes and jumps in with a couple, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't hear about this yet, so this is new to me. So,
yeah,
whoa,
tell Tracy.
Drink.
Yeah, I was the other girl. Yeah.
I love it. Like, I just want to know, because we've kind of been talking from the perspective tonight as bringing someone into your relationship.
Yeah.
But I'd love to hear.
We want
to
know what the outsider says.
Yeah. Like, how is it for you joining another couple? How do they make you feel? What are the rules you have to follow?
Yeah. Do they tell you rules before?
No, not at all. We did not discuss any rules.
Wow.
It was just like, we just basically like went into it. The only rule that they had that I wasn't aware of was giving the guy oral sex.
You weren't allowed to?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to, that I had no idea. Once I did it, the girl like got upset. And then after that, I was like, okay, I won't do it. Like, that's it.
Oh my God.
That's
see, that's
you.
Such a mood killer.
That's
this
a
is
weird
why,
rule.
This
who
is
cares
why you,
about that?
Yeah, who the fuck? You, your man's dick is in someone else. You really care if it's in your mouth? Like,
also,
come on.
Too, like, it's called a blow job. You want to do my work for me?
Bro,
go
yeah,
ahead.
Step on up.
Yeah.
Be my fucking guest.
So she kind of got upset during.
Wait, so did that kill the mood?
No, it didn't. Not at all. Not at all.
Okay.
She just didn't want. She, I guess she didn't feel comfortable with like.
That's fine. I mean, everyone has their things.
Yeah, like I felt like she didn't want. Like she didn't feel comfortable watching her man, you know, get oral sex.
You know what?
Else,
maybe.
Which is fine.
Maybe she knows she doesn't give good head, and she was scared you were going to give better head.
Wait, but did you have sex with him?
Yeah.
See,
it's
confusing.
It was weird because like me and the guy, like we used to previously mess around before, and I had no idea that he was in a relationship.
Lucky
until he ended up telling me.
Shit.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Until he ended up telling me, and I was like, oh, okay. And then he like one day casually texted me and was like, oh, hey, so my girlfriend wants to know if you want to have a threesome. And I'm
holy
like,
holy shit.
What? I was like, I don't know. I didn't even know you had a girlfriend. And he's like, yeah, she saw your pictures on my phone. And she likes
wow.
the way that you look.
Can I just
so.
Make a statement? That is so ballsy on the girlfriend because she knows that there's he still has this girl's pictures in his phone. And she's like, let's bring her in. Are you insane? I would
right.
never like, yo, he has history with you. You're not some rando.
Exactly.
Wow.
But I did like, I ended up telling him, I was like, well, I'm not just going to like, you know, get into it without knowing who she is first. Like I would have to talk to her. So I told him, I was like, listen, if she's comfortable, she can text me. I ended up, you
See,
know, giving
that's
him
that.
My, like,
that's where it is.
Him, like, yeah. Like,
the girls
like,
have to
text
a little
me.
Bit.
Yeah. She ended up texting me. We started, you know, talking and everything. But then after everything happened, like I had to like distance myself because the girl was bisexual. She didn't like girls. She
that's different.
Feelings. Yeah.
Oh, you see, this is totally an area we didn't even touch tonight. Most of the threesomes that we've talked about were literally just like, want to try it out, want to satisfy my man, birthday gift. What else did we say? Like, mm-hmm. bored in the marriage. Like, this is a different situation. If she's bisexual, that's a whole nother thing because
right.
there's totally a window there for her to like want you instead.
Right.
That's where it's crazy.
And
I don't
you guys
know.
Did this often, right?
This was a more than once thing?
Yeah, I would say we did it maybe like about 3 or 4 times.
Wow. Oh, so it's like low-key yeah. poly.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was, and then, like, they had told me, like, they tried it with one of her friends before, but I guess she didn't feel the connection between her and her friend. So they like cut the front off, and then
well, props to you.
When they used me, yeah, like when they did it to me, you know, there she was like, you know, like I feel like a connection with you, and she started, you know, catching feelings, and I'm just like, oh my god, like I've never, like I'm attracted to women as well. It was just for me to be in a relationship with a male and female. It was
Are you bisexual, or do you just think women are pretty?
Both.
Okay, because like me, I think like, oh my god, she's so pretty. Oh my god, like I love her hair. Yeah. Like that's me. But like I'm not like, oh my god, I would jump into a relationship. You're bisexual. That's different. You, that's like an open option for you.
Mm-hmm. But that was like the very first time that I ever did anything with a female.
Oh, okay.
So it was like a whole different experience. And I mean, to me, I liked it. So that's why I kept going with it. Mm-hmm. And it was just until like they wanted me to be in a relationship with the both of them.
Yeah,
they
see, Polly.
Asked me to move in and everything.
Oh, my God.
Like cheers. A sex slave.
Whoa.
I was like, oh, my God.
On
like,
call.
I don't know what to do. It was just like a lot of things were running through my head. And
yeah,
I,
that's intense.
Yeah.
So what did you do? Did you end it?
Yeah, I ended up ending it with them. And then I ended up getting with like a few years later. I was still like cool with them, cordial, and like, you know, hey, how's everything? Now they have 3 children together.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they have 3
Mommy
children.
Mommy and daddy
together.
Are freaks.
I know the first 2 kids. I met the oldest daughter. Like, whoa. I, you know, like I know the
shit.
Kids already.
Again, I keep saying it.
And then after like we stopped, you know, talking, I ended up getting with my son's father, and the same thing happened with my son's father.
Oh,
we ended up having a threesome.
My God.
But this time I ended up in a 3-way relationship with him and another female.
Okay, so you're in a poly like relationship
not
with
anymore.
Him. Well,
no,
you
not
were.
Anymore. We were, yeah.
Okay,
I was in it for about 2.5 years.
This is the thing about threesomes, I feel like. Either you try it once and you're like, okay, it was fun. We'll never do it again, which we took a survey and most of the people mm-hmm. said that. Like, did it once, loved it, probably would never do it again. Then there's people that are like, that love it, that do it all the time. And I feel like it becomes like a lifestyle.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I do it because I feel like it spices up a relationship.
Yeah, it's different. Like, you never know what to expect from that person.
Yeah, it's different. Like my friends, when they hear my story about it, they're like, oh my god, like I don't know how you can do something like that. And I'm like, I don't like sharing, but when it comes to just, you know, just it being like sex, it's fine.
But because it wasn't yours originally, you don't mind mm-hmm. sharing because you were the other girl that was going
exactly.
in. That's why. But if it was your man that you were bringing another girl in, it'd be no.
She did that. She did that with her baby's daddy.
But right? I thought they were in a relationship.
No, he was in a relationship with someone else first, and then I ended up with him.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And she's always jumping in.
Interesting.
Yeah, she's got the sneak attack. She's not bringing another bitch in. She's the sneaker.
I need another white claw.
Yeah. Wow, you've got life figured out. Okay, that's your shit.
Yeah.
That's your shit. Yeah.
Right. I like it, but like, you know, some of my friends, they're always asking me like, oh my god, like I want to try it, but I don't know how, you know, like,
tell them to listen to this shit.
Yeah, tell them to listen to baddies.
Tell them to listen to this episode.
Club baddie.
Club baddie, yep.
Right.
I think a lot of this episode has turned into, like, girl power. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a lot of feminine, like, deciding.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of it is it's in control of the woman. Like,
yeah.
She's decides. Like, yes, no. Mm-hmm. She makes the rules. The guy just literally doggy follows in, like, oh,
yeah.
Just by a leash. Like, he's like, sure, whatever you want the rules to be, as long as you're giving me a threesome. Like, girls are in control of this.
Right.
That's what I feel like it's like kind of empowering in a weird
it
fucking
totally
way.
Is.
Yeah.
It totally is. Thank you so much for
that was a
us
great,
that.
Yeah.
Great call.
I love you guys so much.
We love you.
You guys on Jerseylicious all 6 seasons, and I'm such a freaking fan.
Oh, thank you.
I love you guys, and thank you for calling me and letting me speak on your show.
No, of course. This was a great story. People needed to hear this because I feel like we didn't get this version of it yet.
Yeah, this was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
for
always
sure.
good to get the outsider's point of view as well.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
For sure. We love
you.
We'll
see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
My boyfriend is sitting next to me and he goes, is that them?
Oh my God. It's like, we're like the knock of death.
Yeah.
We're calling.
Hold on.
Hi, boyfriend.
Hi.
Oh my God. Are we getting a man's opinion on this too?
I would love that.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
Oh, fuck that. Let's go. All right.
Wait, does he know your story?
I do not know her story.
Oh, well, we want to know your opinion. Don't you hang up until we... What's your name?
I don't know if she wants to share this shit.
He's there, so obviously she's all right.
You're good with sharing this?
Are we all right? Are we going to fight? What's happening?
No, we're not fighting.
Okay, cool. All right. All right, what is your story? Let's hear it.
So I lost my virginity in a threesome.
What?
Wait, does he is he finding this out right
does
now?
Does he know this?
Time?
He knows, but he doesn't know like the story.
Fucking
hold
amazing.
On, hold on. I'm cracking a claw for this.
Crack
hold
a claw. Woes and white claws. Yes, do it. Let's go. First of all, if White Claw doesn't fucking send us alcohol after this episode, I hate them. Because we've said it so many times.
Okay. So how
what
that,
your virginity?
Yeah, I want to hear everything.
Oh my God, please start from the beginning.
Yeah, from the beginning. Okay. How does this happen?
I was 14.
Oh, Jesus.
For fuck's sake.
Horrible. We don't that promote this so in bad examples.
I started hanging out with this girl who was just like a really like bad influence on me.
Avi.
And it was her boyfriend.
Oh my Lanta.
Oh my God. Was everyone virgins or just you?
Just me.
Oh, just little me.
Did they know that about you?
And we were like all like hanging out at his house one night, like drinking, whatever. And then she wanted to hook me up with her cousin, but she was like, he doesn't like virgins. Like
she doesn't like virgins?
Yeah, and meanwhile, like, I'm dumb as fuck, and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. This is maybe, like, my third or fourth time, like, drinking, like, ever.
Well, you're 14.
We're all hanging out, we're drinking, and then she's like, you know, like, come in the room with us. And
okay.
Like, and then it just kind of, like, started, and then... Frankie's, like, right here. Like,
what's his name, Frankie?
Frankie.
Hi, Frankie. One, your girlfriend is a fucking seasoned vet who she needs to be clapping up for a goddamn legend. A goddamn legend.
Oh my God.
You, not many of us are so lucky to land a girlfriend or fiance or wife or whatever that has had a threesome as their virginity. Like,
I mean,
that's baddie born baddie.
I'm sorry, I have to like right? get down to like, did you know what you were doing?
Yeah, like I don't
was
think
it I like, threesomes are awkward to begin with. Like, yeah. Was
oh
it
God,
more
it was
awkward?
So awkward. It was so awkward. Like, I had like no idea what I was doing. So then, like, at one point, like, I like laid down and then he was like, all right. And she was like holding my fucking hand.
Oh my God.
She's like, the poor virgin, hold her hand.
Like, threesome stories are awkward. Like, losing your
virginity
stories
are
awkward. Like, losing your virginity is never fun. Like,
no.
This is sounds
the
like a
mess.
Doctor's office.
Yeah,
like,
this is rough.
Yeah, it was literally, like, the most awkward thing in my life. And then, like, he literally, like, he couldn't even, he was like, you keep pushing me out. And then, like.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
You're rejecting that dick.
I'm done. Rejecting that dick. And I was like, oh, my, it scarred me for life. I didn't have sex for, like, 3 years after that.
I mean, yeah, first of all, at a respectable age of 17, I commend it.
Oh, my God. Scarred you for life.
Yeah, like, I was like, oh, my God, never.
Did you see these people, like, often?
No, I don't see them anymore, ever.
But did you after that?
No.
Oh, well, good.
Like, I'm cutting ties with you.
Wow,
like,
good.
It was so bad.
How was the time you actually lost your virginity? Was it better?
Yeah.
So you don't recommend losing your virginity in a threesome, do you?
Yeah, no, definitely don't do
that. That's incredible.
Like, I don't know. Tracy, go back to losing your virginity.
I know where I was. One, but I don't know if mine counts. I've said this before. I was on vacation, went to a teen club when I wasn't even a teen. The guy was 16. I told him I was 16 because I always looked older. So I was 12. And I hooked up with him on the beach and he stuck in the tip. And I was like, never mind. But does it count? I don't know. That's when I technically lost my virginity. If you want to be like counting it real. Then I was 16 with my boyfriend who was in college, which also... Thank God cops didn't care then because he would have gone to jail.
Cops cared. They cared.
No, but like, I mean, both my virginity stories are pretty fucked because I mean, they're not well.
But this is my question. think about the first time being with a guy. I mean, you don't really know what to expect, what's going on. To have another person in the room is just like a crazy thing to me.
I'm literally brain fucked listening to this story. I don't even know how to respond.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to do.
I saw like your story on Instagram and I was like, I have the best
boyfriend. What do you think of this?
Yeah, Frankie, what's up?
What's up, Frankie?
What?
So, like, wait, okay,
you and Frankie have threesomes?
Yeah, yeah, I was going there.
No.
Oh, because of your oh, see, now, poor Frankie. Because of your traumatized experience, your PTSD.
Maybe for, like, your birthday or some shit. Who knows?
Oh, this has been, this has been a major thing tonight as people talk about birthday threesomes. So, listen, Frankie, you're not out of luck.
Yeah, but it's 40-year-old birthday threesome. How old is Frankie? 21?
Frankie, how old are you?
25.
Oh, that's a quarter life crisis. Let's send him in another girl. Let's go. Let's go. Somebody get Frankie. We should start a foundation, the Frankie Foundation, for PTSD girlfriend.
I am in for it.
Yeah. Listen, I am an advocate because I just feel like I'm not going to force a threesome on anyone. I also just feel like it's kind of something to experience in your life, like for the guy and the girl in different ways.
Frankie, have you ever had a threesome
with somebody else?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least he got one before the PTSD child stepped in.
At least I'm not leaving him out.
Yeah. You should, like, thank God for him, right?
You guys are fucking awesome.
This was my favorite conversation thus far.
Thank you for telling us about this.
This is amazing. Yeah. I'm also relieved that he's already had one because then I don't feel as bad.
Yeah, now you guys can just make sweet love.
Yeah. Can you stop calling it that? You guys, I'm also looking for a new host. So if anyone wants to host somebody who doesn't call making love and sweet love. Someone who calls it fucking, which it is.
Drink.
Thank you. God. Oh, my Lord.
All right, we love you guys.
We love you, both of you.
Love you.
Bye, baddies.
Bye.
That was pretty fucking amazing.
Wow.
That, I mean, I'm glad she eventually had sex because that could be enough to turn me off.
I would never have sex again. Ever.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ever.
Hello.
Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
Hi. Two people asked me for threesomes with my mom.
What? What?
How does that even happen?
I had no idea. Jessica was like, I have a good ending for the episode. We're going to call her, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. And I was like, okay, how bad could it be? I was wrong.
One, well, I was having sex with him.
Oh my God. And he said, can you bring your mom?
Yeah. And we were in the house. My mom was there and he was like, you should go get your mom. We should have a threesome.
Oh, my. See, these boys are watching too much porn.
Yeah, this is unrealistic porn. This is why Jessica's husband tells us not to creep on your man's porn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. And what was your response? I'm assuming I could answer, but what did you say?
I said, fuck no.
Okay. I respect it.
How did you find another guy?
He broke up with him? Because how do you look at a guy at Thanksgiving when you know that he low-key wants to be fucking your mom who's cooking the turkey?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
And then I had another guy write a song about me.
Asking to fuck him.
No, and then he messages me and he was like, I wrote you that song. Can we please have a threesome with your mom?
Wow. Whoa. Okay, we're going to need pictures of your mom because we need to understand why everyone is going after you and your mom.
Okay, I can do that.
For sure. I am flabbergasted, to be completely honest, because the audacity that anybody has to ask somebody to fuck their mom is unparalleled. I don't even know how to handle that.
I wrote a song about you. Can I fuck your mom?
I wrote a song about you. Let's fuck your mom.
He should have wrote the song about fucking your mom. That would have been so much
What's
better.
Your name?
Mackenzie.
Oh, Mackenzie's mom has got it going on.
Oh, my God. That is great. That is, I don't even know.
Honestly,
know.
Also, side note, I'm jealous. I want to be Mackenzie's mom one day that everyone wants to fuck me.
Oh, I'm sure everyone wants to fuck you.
I mean, I hope when I have kids old enough to be having sex that people still are saying like, oh, you know, Skylar's mom has got to go. I hope one day.
Oh, my God. Oh, amazing. Will. Thank you so much for that. That was amazing.
Yeah.
We love you.
We love you so much.
Love you.
Thanks again, baddie.
Don't fuck your mom. That was brilliant.
Brill to the int.
Wow.
So I think we can close the threesome book.
Please,
the threesome
let's
chapter
get over this
for a while.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think we ever need to speak about this
Do
again.
Do you think they're out of your system, Tracy?
Nah. Nah. No, you know what it is? Yes, for right now. But just like, I don't really say no to like, I don't know. And like, I don't ever know anything. So it's like, I can't be like, oh yeah, is it out of my system? It wasn't like a phase. It was just like, hi, I'm drunk. But no, is it out of yours?
I'm not sure.
That's a no.
I'd have to be drunk. Like, I do stupid shit when I'm drunk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can only vouch for one drunk.
Whoa. For the rest planned?
I guess to some extent you have to plan it, right?
Wow. I'm trying to think what else I can get out of you right now since you're so chatty.
I'm not chatty. I'm answering my questions, my routine questions. I didn't want to play five questions. I didn't want to play this game. So that's fine.
Oh my God. Well, we're closing the chapter for now. Let's get back to the twosome game, and eventually we'll get more into Swing and Nikki, and we'll talk about other
Swing
freaky
and Nikki,
stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
we'll get freaky with you guys again. But for now, enjoy your man, and another man, enjoy your man, and someone else. Be the person outside of it.
Just enjoy whatever.
Just enjoy it. Nobody. We've learned from the baddies is that nobody fucking is judging you in 2019.
Nope.
Maybe in 2020.
Maybe in 2020. If we don't die by then.
Judge free year this year.
Yeah.
Thank you to Dimly Wit. Thank you to Alan for editing. Thank you, Tracy, for your honesty.
Thank you, Jessica, for your borderline honesty.
Thanks to all the baddies that called in and shared their stories.
Yeah.
We love you guys. We will see you fucking next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday. Tracy?
Yes.
Should we do our drum roll to our special surprise announcement?
Party time.
Party time. Bats and baddies.
I'm so excited, you guys. We are throwing an exclusive Bats and Baddies party, basically costume dress up Halloween party. This is going to be so much fucking fun.
What's the date?
October 25th, we're having it. Now, we're not going to reveal the location yet, but it is in North Jersey. There are two locations that we're deciding on what's best for you guys. So we're working that out.
If you're traveling from out of state, there's going to be hotels nearby that will offer shuttle services to and from the venues.
So there's no drinking and driving. There will be lots of alcohol because we are offering
open bar.
We are offering buffet dinner from Vinny D's Deli. You guys, it is who catered my son's first birthday party. It is fucking delicious. We are decorating the entire place. Halloween Spooky AF from Two Oak Productions is going to be doing all of that. We have a photo booth from Your Photo Spot.
We're
going to
have
DJ
signature cocktails like the Batty Daddy and the Trey Way
and the Jess Hottie. We are having signature cocktails that you guys can choose from a few drinks that you like all night.
Don't forget about the Secaucus iced tea.
Oh, the Secaucus iced tea, which is our non-alcoholic beverage.
The Secaucus iced tea should be the like most
fucked
up.
Yeah, because that's where people get beat up, apparently. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. We have a DJ going all night, playing hits all night. We're doing giveaways. We're going to have Doc Johnson involved. So you guys know where that leads us. A lot of fun at the end of the night at that party.
But it's going to be awesome. You have to come in costume.
You have to come in costume, and best costume wins a prize.
And me, Tracy, and Alan have
group costume.
A group costume.
You guys, you're not going to want to miss it. It's going to be so fun. We're going to give you all the details. Link is going to be in our Bad Examples podcast bio. You could click on the link there to get your tickets.
Dimlywit.com.
Yes,
and clubbaddy.com. You'll find it all in those places.
Those three places are where we're going to be selling the tickets. There's a limited amount of tickets. You guys, first come, first serve. We're not adding any tickets once they're sold out. Do not miss out on it. This is going to be such a bomb party. Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Hosted on dimlywit.com.